dancing in the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your lights are shining free. I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
It's Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And that was William Vitalis singing Open My Eyes to the World. Tonight, we have a very wonderful guest, a returning guest. Actually, he's kind of part of the show because I consult him on everything. And this is Frank St. James. He is a psychic. He is a psychic detective. He's been on all the television shows, including the Bio Channel. And it's really an honor to be on the Bio Channel. But Frank has helped thousands and thousands of people over three decades, and it's wonderful to have him here as a guest. And don't forget, this is a call-in show, so you can call and ask him your question. We would like your first name, your birthday, and where you're calling from. That way we can kind of track our listeners. The number to call is 605-475-1600. Again, that's 605-475-1600. Good evening, Frank. How was your summer?
Summer's gone well, and it's been rather interesting with all the events taking place and
we've had a lot of
and everything else all over the world. So
powerful energies.
Yes.
You know, I had worried about August 23rd because I knew we had that Saturn-Mars connection, and we had earthquakes, we had the threat of a hurricane, we had all kinds of things happen on that day.
Interesting information I picked up is about the continental, our continent, as it's shifting. It goes southwest at an inch a year. So,
right.
It's plus the ozone age and depletion of about 10% too. It's
well, don't forget the melting down in the Antarctic, and then
right.
It's freezing up in the Arctic. So that's going to throw off the shift as well. We'll just have to keep our eyes peeled. I do think there'll be lots of hurricanes this season. What about you, Frank?
I think we'll have I'm thinking like three major ones, and I'm also concerned with hitting Long Island again.
Oh, yes, right up through New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Florida always gets hit, too. But anyway, you know, it's exciting. We have people calling in from everywhere tonight. And I'm going to take the first caller. Her name is Judy. She's from Pennsylvania. Good evening, Judy.
Hi, how are you? I love you. I think you're great.
Can we please have your birth date and what town in Pennsylvania you're from?
Philadelphia, and 29, February 9th.
Year, please?
52.
Okay, and what is your question for Frank?
When am I going to find a job? It's horrible. I can't find a decent job, and I've been going crazy. And plus, I have a Virgo ascendant, and Jupiter's in Virgo, and I don't understand why.
No. Just ask the question. Thank you, Frank.
I like after the Virgo retrograde here in Mercury. I believe around the 20th, just a couple days before it actually ends. I do feel you're getting a, actually, you might have a backup. You might have two that you already have gone to, had an interview.
Uh-huh.
I'm also feeling the name Sally. I don't know if that means anything to you, Judy, but Sally or Susan.
Right,
or
right.
But,
not right.
Yeah, but around that, you know, so we're looking maybe by the third week of September for you.
Great.
Thank you.
Well, good luck. Keep in touch, Judy. Thank you for calling.
Hey, thank you.
And now we have Anne calling from New Jersey. Hello, Anne.
Yes, hi, it's a pleasure to talk with you.
And what town in New Jersey?
Little Lake Harbor Township.
Okay, and when is your birthday?
November 6, 1953.
And what's your question for Frank?
Well, I have kind of a detective question. A very valuable stamp was stolen from my grandfather's estate about 20 years ago by a relative. And I was wondering if you could tell me anything about this stamp, whether it's the color or the position number or whether it's inverted or right side up. And if there's any chance that I will be collecting a finder's fee or a reward for the return of this stamp to its rightful owner?
I think you're going to find information that it's going up for auction. And I like November for that. And
do you know what it looks like now?
I'm sorry, say again?
Do you know what the stamp looks like?
No, as a matter of fact, I've never seen the stamp before. I do
it's
know that
it's got a pink hue, and I think it's got the face of a woman on it, but it's like a pink hue. I just wanted to add that in. Frank?
Yes.
A woman?
I feel if you keep on the lookout right now, because, you know, we get a lot of these seminars with stamps and coins, but I do feel it's going to be on one of the internets being up for sale. So I would definitely keep checking. As far as backside, right side, at this point it really doesn't matter. But I do feel it goes back. It feels like it had a problem. The stamp itself had a problem. So there might be, you know, very few were put out.
It feels like it was the late 1800s, Anne.
Yeah.
And feeling.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah. And I don't know the, is there anybody in the family that has information as far as the, what the stamp was representing?
Well, actually, they called it the inverted Jenny, and the thing is, I know recently they just had one of the last stamps on sale, and I think there's only one more available, but I don't know anything about what my grandfather's looked like. I don't know what it looked like. And all I know is he called it the inverted Jenny stamp, so I really
all
don't
right.
know if that's the one that they're talking about or whether it's not inverted, whether it's like
yeah, but Anne, you need to do some research online about what that stamp looks like so you can get some more information in your mind. And as you do that, it'll come to you psychically.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it is an inverted. There was very few. That's why it's valuable that were put out, and it will be coming up on one of these auctions, and I feel the November.
The one that this relative has, is that correct? The one that
yes,
the relative.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, I really believe it was passed down already to somebody else. So, you know.
A younger person that only may have it. But, Anne, here's the good news. Frank is from New Jersey, and you can contact him offline and perhaps sit with him and get a more clear answer instead of so quickly on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, Cole, thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay.
That was interesting, Frank, because I actually felt like I could see that stamp in front of me. It's really interesting the way that came in.
Yeah, well, some of the most valuable ones, they didn't print many of them, and they did have a problem.
They did.
You know.
I know. Okay, we have another caller, Allie from New Jersey, and her birthday is October 6, 1944. Hi, Allie, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Do you have a question for Frank?
I'd like to know if a new love is going to come into my life.
You got a really good, I feel, right after the new year in January, and about the second week, I'm feeling the person pretty much around your own age, about maybe a year or two. I'm not sure if it's a year older or a year younger, but right in there. And I feel it's, and the person seems persistent in what they, you know, their line of work is. And also, they come from a very good family.
And the one thing I want to say to you, Allie, is you're going to have an introduction, because I see you kind of meeting in a restaurant. So it's not going to be an online introduction. It's going to be a personal introduction.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I agree with that one, too.
But, so that's great.
You know, you take care of things right now and not to worry about it, because you are meeting this individual, and I find I feel a J sound, like Jason,
Jeffrey,
Jason, Jeffrey, or but I get a strong J sound to him, and
okay.
So
now that can be first name, last name. Like his last name could be Jefferson. But keep us posted. We'd love to know that you have success, Allie.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Donna from Maryland. Donna's born on Christmas Day, Frank. She's 12/25/56.
So you get double the presents?
There you go. Yeah. She gets double the presents, right.
Yes.
What's your question, Donna?
My question is similar to Allie. I want to know if I'm going to find a relationship.
Well, you don't find them, they find you. That's what you need to really always remember. Two lovers don't meet somewhere, they're in each other all along.
Alex, wow. Can I ask you, what kind of activities do you engage in right now?
Me?
Yes.
Work. work, and I do some community stuff.
Oh, you do. You are in community stuff. Okay. Yes. Look for. Actually, it's not too far off. Actually, look for beginning of December. And I do feel it's a new person, and for some reason I feel like he has a golden retriever.
Oh, that's neat.
You know, and and it could be that kind of a chance meeting, you know.
So that'll be your clue.
Well, I do have a dog, and I walk the dog in the park. So.
Well, there you go.
There you
go. Isn't that the best way to meet somebody?
Well, actually, that was that. If you didn't like dogs, that would have been a non-starter.
Yeah.
Okay, Donna. Thank you so much, and please let us know your success. We want to hear all about it.
Well, maybe I'll get a Christmas gift.
There you go. The real thing? Oh, my goodness. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
So we have, they're really coming in nicely, Frank. We have Mary from Indiana. She was born September 4th, 1965. Mary, what town in Indiana are you from?
Michigan City.
There you go. You have a question for Frank?
I do. I'm actually brand new to you and to Frank. Someone sent me this email, so here I am. So I'm kind of enjoying this.
Welcome.
Well, thank you. Yes, I do have a question. I'd like to know, will I be reaching my full potential, and will my financial increase? And last but not least, will I stop the cycle of bad health?
One question, Mary. One question.
Oh, okay. We'll pick
one. let me tell you this, Mary. Financially, numerology-wise, you're in the fourth year of a nine-year cycle, and it's very good for negotiating, putting things together, especially career. and you would get the practical information that you're looking for. The other thing is, as you're moving in to your fifth year, the fifth year is called the year of change, and that energy will be on top of your fourth year and help you to get rid of things that are negative and are not working for you. So this is an excellent time for your career to start moving within the next 6 months.
I agree. And Mary, I want to say one thing to you. Don't work so hard that you let go of your health. Please watch your health and make sure you get some rest, because you do have a tendency in the winter to have a little bit of a problem. I'm not seeing anything serious, but I do want you to be careful.
Well, thank you to the both of you.
Well, thank you, and keep in touch. You know, get to my website, new-visions.com, and you can keep in touch with us. Thank you for calling, Mary.
Sure will.
So, Frank, my goodness, it's happening all over the world. I know that Indiana is a scary state right now because of what's happening with all the flooding. It seemed to be coming up from Louisiana. What do you think about all this flooding that we've had?
Well, it's kind of a shift. I mean, it's been shifting.
Right.
I have people out in Texas. I have people out in Wyoming, and the weather's been so, it's either dry or it's wet, and it's and the violence going along with it.
Very erratic.
You know, I'm not a weather person, but everybody's saying, you know, I watch everything too, and but everybody's saying that there's such 100-year storms. There's the way the atmosphere is going, and
unpredictable.
Yeah, it's.
But I predicted at the beginning of the millennium that the Great Lakes were going to pour into Michigan, Lake Michigan. The Missouri and the Mississippi River, that they were going to come together. And I see that happening now. I think it might be a process of the next 5 to 10 years, but I think we're going to have more flooding and that those two rivers are going to come together. So some of you might consider relocating.
Well, there's also activity along the Mississippi. There's a huge fault line that goes up
right,
there that
right.
changes the whole course of it.
Down
and,
near below. It's going to change.
That's the other thing that I'm feeling, too. Earthquake along there.
Destiny. And I think we're going to be having a lot of earthquakes this next month. Mm. Earthquakes and tsunamis and everything. Now we have Anita from Arizona. How wonderful, Arizona. And Frank, her birthday is February 26, 1952. Hello, Anita. What town in Arizona?
Morristown.
And what's that near?
Surprise.
Tucson or Phoenix?
Phoenix.
Okay. So do you have a question for Frank?
Yes. I'd like to know if I should continue to pursue writing. Will it pay off in the end?
Well, you're a Pisces. You have many talents. As you're talking to one, too. And Elizabeth.
Yes, I have a publishing company, Anita. You can contact me offline and ask me about that later.
Yeah. I do feel, I'm very positive around you. Did you say the 23rd? Am I February 23rd?
No, 26th.
26th?
Yep.
Okay. So here's an interesting thing. You're in your first year of a brand new 9-year cycle, according to numerology. It's a kickoff year. You can get your projects moving. You still are feeling some of the ninth year. It's called the year of endings, and you really go through a mental thing of getting rid of things that aren't working for you. You might be getting some new ideas, too. Because it does clear away a lot of things that aren't working for you. So I got a very good feeling for you. By your birthday again, just before next your birthday mm-hmm. next year. So,
Before my birthday, it'll be good. Okay.
And Anita, this is also the 9 year is also a year of completions. So you need to complete the book. You really do. I know that you think that you can't or that you really shouldn't or maybe it's a waste of time. Don't let those thoughts come into your mind. Write the book and then contact somebody that knows about writing that could perhaps help you chapter by chapter and improve it. I think that you do have a way of getting published. So that's wonderful news. And please keep us posted.
Oh, I certainly will. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. One more, Frank. We have Anne from North Virginia. Hello, Anne. You're June 16th, 1952. Anne, what town
yes.
in Virginia?
Falls Church.
Falls Church. Oh, yeah. Yes. That's right on the D.C. border. So what is your question for Frank?
Okay. So this year seems to be my year of health issues. I had carpal tunnel surgery in my right hand. I'm a chef. So I've kind of been challenged as far as cooking. I'm trying to go back into the cooking field. The doctor says I have arthritis in my right hand as well. And I feel that I have a lot of aches and pains all over. Mm-hmm. And yet I don't want to give up my cooking job. So I'm not sure.
So what's it, Frank?
Sometimes I'm kind of in conflict.
I don't feel you're going to have to, give it up. I really feel you're going to find different ways of how you're working yourself mentally and physically. It might change a bit, but you know what? There might be a good surprise for you because you come up with really good ideas. That's my feelings. And is there any chance that you might be writing a book about cooking?
Well, I wanted to. I had two things in mind. One is to write a cookbook for children because I was a teacher. So
yeah.
I have this in my mind to do the cookbook for kids and also to write about my life story as well, my memoir. So, yes,
you
I
know,
have been
you know
writing
what,
little
the
by
cookbook-
little. Yes.
The cookbook for children is an excellent idea. I think that you could do that quickly. As for your memoir, I'm going to ask you to journal and start journaling more about some of the things you've been through. Think of the highlights and begin to write, I'm going to say chapters, but I really mean sections of your life and what major spiritual awakenings you had during that time. And you could have a book in about a year, but you really need to journal more. Have you been neglecting
yeah.
that?
Yeah. I have been, yes. I have a gratitude journal, but that's totally different. So
I also see you on, I'm not sure if it's a local TV program, but I do believe that's going to come up. And after you make you might make a couple visits and be a steady person on showing the cooking.
Yes, I'm feeling that you're really gifted in some of the foods that you put together for us to delight ourselves with. And I do feel that there's something rare. You're going to be asked to do something for an organization, and everybody's going to love it so much that's going to get you on a cable TV cooking show.
That would be neat. I've always wanted to be the Rachel Ray for children, for cooking with children.
No, this is it's a great time for you. It really is. Believe it or not, I know you're going through a lot, but sometimes these make life changes, and they're unexpected. But it's the timing, and the timing right now is good for you. Incidentally, you're in the fourth year of the cycle, so you can put together practical things that'll take you through. Creative, it's good creative energy, and sometimes people make more money during this time. And you're also going to be going into a five. And like I said before with another person, that phone, It's called the year of change. You'll start to go get rid of stuff that you can take off your bucket list and mm-hmm. and put in inserts. And I really believe that it's bringing out that other side of you, too.
And a five-year is a year of travel. And I do see you traveling. I have some unexpected trips. One could be to California. It's also the year of very good money. So maybe that'll help, Ann. All is not lost.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. That's true. Is it possible that being an empath, that you can just pick up on so much aches and pains of everybody? So,
well, I have the answer for your aches and pains. If you'll contact me after the show offline, I'll be able to talk to you about that. And my email is Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net. I know I can help you there if you'll contact me.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, Ann. Thank you.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
So, Frank, we're doing great. We did get another lady, and I think we can squeeze her in before we take the break. This is Pat from Georgia. Her birthday is July 31st, 1943. Good evening, Pat. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Oh, thank you.
What's your question for Frank?
I'm really concerned about whether or not I'm going to lose my property.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean lose it? Do you mean by flooding or do you mean by somebody else trying to take it?
Well, I'm running out of money.
Okay.
So I'm wondering.
So you're more concerned about your income, which is your energy, rather than the property itself. You're more concerned about your own income and how to improve it, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Frank, do you get a feeling for that for Pat?
Have they talked about foreclosure yet?
No, I still have enough that I'm still making my payments, but my taxes are increasing and with insurance and the mortgage.
All right. This is my view. I feel like I can make some type of a new arrangement with the bank, and I still might be in a position, if you feel that this is too much, I believe that by this time next year, you would have made a decision whether you wanted to move or not. But the present time that I'm feeling, there might be some way of working some arrangement out.
So recast the mortgage and think about relocation, Pat, but maybe this new job that I'm feeling for you, which is towards the end of the year, will be what will relocate you. And that might be what Spirit is asking you to do. So just keep a watch out.
Okay.
And incidentally, you're in the second year of a brand new 9-year cycle. So it's right. Earth energy. It's called the year of balance. So if you keep at it, and get the information that you need, it's going to take a lot of pressure off of you.
And I have a little mantra for you, Pat. You're not going to lose anything. You're not losing anything. Do not come from a lost position. I am safe. It's only change. If you sold that property and you went elsewhere and you weren't embarrassed about losing the mortgage and everything, you'd be okay. So I am safe. It's only change. Everything comes to me easily and quickly, but you're not doing that. You're wringing your hands, you're worrying, and you're afraid of loss. When you do that, you bring it in. So don't do that.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
I'll be positive.
Keep in touch with us.
Thank you.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and my guest is Frank St. James. Frank, could you please tell the people how they can reach you?
Well, I am in New Jersey, and my number is 973-882-7721.
And you give readings all over the world, right? Anybody can call, and you can work with...
Yes, well, I do investigations, so I work with the police departments and sometimes with the families, locating people and... You know, and I work on murder cases and various things like mainly that. I work a lot of cold cases. Sometimes I'm lucky enough to get on something that's happening right now. And I do all types. I work through the spirit also. I'm a medium, and I do contact
the other
people
side?
From the other side, family members or victims. And so if there's is there something that that you need to get solved in the family, or you know, somebody's been missing, I've been doing that for like 40 years, so.
Contact Frank St. James. He's known as the psychic detective, and he's terrific. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and now it's time for our break. We're going to come back after the break, and maybe Frank will let us know a little bit about what's happening with the election. Thank you for listening. We'll be back in a little while. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking dates for October through the end of the year. Thank you for your consideration. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. And now it's time for this week's cosmic tip. Because Wednesday starts the month of September, and it will be full of change, surprises, and new directions for everyone. I wanted you to know what was going on in the sky so that you can prepare yourself. Don't be upset if you're feeling a bit confused this week, because the planets are being pulled in completely different directions. It starts out with a high note on Monday the 29th. Venus enters Libra, perhaps giving us a preview of September, when Do It Big Jupiter also moves into Libra for a full year. This is a win-win placement that highlights the legal system, diplomacy, and the arts. It's time to improve your relationships and increase harmony and beauty in your life. September brings two eclipses, and Mercury is retrograde in Virgo for the first 3 weeks, from August 30th through September 21st, but you're not really out of the storm until after September 25th. Added to that, expansive Jupiter is leaving Virgo and moving into relationship-oriented Libra on the 10th for a full year, and there's plenty to anticipate and to talk about. Sharing with communications in your relationships is favored, preferably over food, as Venus enters Libra, one of her favorite signs. The other one is Taurus. This happy relationship combined continues until September 23rd. Put an extra effort into your relationships or in beautifying your environment, and you will get more benefit for the same amount of effort put forth, always during these favorable times. This is also a time when old friends, lovers, and family members re-enter your life as if to have a last go-round or perhaps to rekindle the dormant friendship. However, things begin to get complicated on Tuesday the 30th. Mercury turns retrograde Tuesday morning just in time for the morning rush hour. Allow extra time in traffic and double-check the details of important projects or travel plans. The mental god continues backwards in Virgo until September 21st. For the first 3 weeks, the focus is on turning inward and re-examining the state of our health and our work. There is also a possibility of getting a new pet, or perhaps your pet will have a litter. Free kittens, anyone? Although many people want to hide when this communication breakdown cycle hits, there's always a few good things to do. Get your home and office cleaned and organized for the coming change of seasons. Do behind-the-scenes planning for future projects. Clean out your closet, drawers, basement, and garage. You may be surprised at what you'll find. You can also hide by retreating somewhere or taking a weekend spiritual intensive, as this cycle is a good time to review the way you think about your life. Because this is an overly analytical combination, Virgo, do not overthink everything. The higher vibration of the goddess Virgo is spiritual service, so consider how you can help raise the vibration of the world. Most of all, do not take the world so seriously as to lose your sense of humor. On Wednesday the 31st, August ends with the moon moving into Virgo, adding to the cleansing and purifying energy of Mercury retrograde. Next up is the new moon solar eclipse on Thursday, September 1st, also in Virgo. This energy completely contradicts Mercury retrograde because the unusual new moon message is that it's time to start something new. Since this new moon is also a solar eclipse, and eclipse times are traditionally intense periods, it is best to give this new moon's message a pass. Thanks, but no thanks. If your birthday falls either 5 days before or after this eclipse, this next year could mark some very important events and changes in your life. Another source of confusion comes to the light on Friday, September 2nd. A stressful configuration involving the Sun, Neptune, and Saturn can cause delays, mix-ups, rumors, and even scandals. The driving force in this three-way alignment is Neptune, because Neptune is strongest in its home sign of Pisces. This alignment has three parts to it, and they're all problematic. First, Saturn in Sagittarius squares the Sun in Virgo. This, as well as Mercury retrograde, brings slowdowns and obstacles. Second, Neptune in Pisces opposes the Sun in Virgo. This brings a fog that makes it difficult to know which path to take. What's the right one? Which way do I go? And third, Saturn in Sagittarius squares Neptune in Pisces for the second time this year. This is another indication of a conflict about what is and what is not real or true. Putting it all together, this week brings us a loud warning and will bring a time of explosions and hidden dangers, especially with oil, chemicals, and medicine. Your best bet is to stay calm and be sure to keep yourself under the radar. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now let's get back to tonight's guest and more of the show. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I wanted to give you an awareness about my fall calendar because we have some wonderful opportunities for education and learning coming up. First of all, on Thursday night, September 29th, I begin my Intuitive Awareness classes, opening to your intuition and psychic sensitivity. These classes are 10 in length, and they happen on Thursday nights, and they happen in my home in the Doylestown, Pennsylvania area. So if you're listening and you'd like to have information, the number is 215-996-0646. On October 1st and 2nd, 2016, I am giving a fall spiritual intensive. These are intensives that I've been giving four times a year for the past 30 years. They are designed to help you open your heart and to open up your fifth dimension energies, to open up your third eye and crown chakra to experience ascension while manifesting your soul's purpose. The time to begin is now. These workshops are based on seeding and nurturing the garden of your soul and the new spiritual chakras and how to work with them. The abundance charge for each day is $100 and both days is $180. For further information, you can go to the website new-visions.com and go under calendar of events. Everything is listed there for you. The third thing I'm doing is my first real spiritual chakras workshop. This is an introduction class as well as an experiential class. The weekend is October 8th and 9th, 2016, in Newtown, Pennsylvania. I am working at Solutions with Honey, and we are going to have a class. The Saturday class, October 8th, introduces you to the new spiritual chakras one by one. And the Sunday class, October 9th, is the meditation class. Through deep meditation, you will begin the journey and open your first spiritual chakra, the eighth chakra. This is very exciting, very thrilling, and very, very new. So we will all be working on them together. And it promises to be a heartwarming, growing, and wonderful spiritual experience. I will also be giving readings and lecturing at the Psychic Fair on the weekend of October 22nd and 23rd at the Firehouse in New Hope, Pennsylvania. And for further information, you can check my website. The next date that I have booked is Saturday and Sunday, November 5th and 6th. This is my twice-a-year fall psychic fair, and it's always done for charity. This is where we have the community come together. We have psychics from the New Jersey and Pennsylvania area. We have wonderful vendors, and we also have body workers, people that are working on your energy to help you feel terrific. You can create your own spa day with body work, having a reading, and hearing a lecture at your own convenience. Bring a friend. It's fun. We will have lectures every hour, and this particular fair benefits the Bucks County Veterans Services on the 5th and the Breathing Room Foundation on the 6th. The Breathing Room Foundation is an organization helping to support families that have children with cancer. It's a wonderful, wonderful charity. So that's it for now. I hope that you will think about having these workshops. Again, you can go to the website, new-visions.com, or you can give me a call on the 24-hour answering service, and that is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Next week's guest on Sunday, September 4th, is Debbie West, and she has lost knowledge. We will be discussing UFO disclosure, ET interactions with Earth, commercialization of space as we travel to Mars and build hotels, and the transmutation of Earth and our species during this time of ascension. I'm excited about this, and I think that we will gain some valuable information. So please give a listen next week on Sunday, September 4th to Let's Find Out as we host our guest, Debbie West. And remember, we always find out. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, an honored guest. Come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Freeway signs and faded blacktop, backstage doors and parking lots. That's a world I mostly see. Staring out of a wide window, a thousand miles away from my home. That's a gypsy in me. All the gypsy in me can't stay in one place too long. somebody out there still ain't heard my song. Yeah, so I roll on to where this road leads. That's a gypsy in me.
This is Elizabeth Joyce returning with Let's Find Out, and I want to give thanks to Ray Scott, who sang The Gypsy. When I heard that song, the first person it reminded me of was Frank St. James. And that is my guest tonight, Frank St. James, the psychic detective. And we were taking calls, and we have a little bit more time. The phone number is, 888-429-5471, if you'd like to call in and ask a question. So, Frank, what did you think? Is that the gypsy in you? It sounded like you were singing to me.
Well, I love to travel. And yeah. When I was an entertainer, I think I was the only one in the band that loved it.
Well, that was like you singing. It really was. Yeah. So we're back, and we wanted to talk a little bit about the United States and what's going on with the election. What do you have to say about the upcoming election, Frank?
I think my feeling is I am an independent, so I'm trying to not get emotionally involved here. I don't feel like either one of these, either Trump or Hillary, is going to make it.
I don't either.
I feel it looks like they're working their way into coming out with some really, and it might be starting this week, and it might involve Obama too. President Obama, and we might see something where she might get the votes, but she wouldn't, because of the activity she's been involved in.
There's something going on.
She would not take the oath. So either Biden would go in there or somebody.
I had a mantra that started in January, and it went like this. The next president of the United States is not running at this time. And I saw Biden going in as well. So that's exciting. These changes are going to really be something. I think there's going to be a lot of backbiting and slandering, don't you, Frank?
I do, and I don't feel like the GOP or the Democrats like the candidate. You know, the real money pushers.
Right, right.
And they certainly don't like getting exposed. And certain actors and actresses with big followings that have investments somehow with her are going to be pulling back. And
right.
So we're going to see a lot of stuff that's been covered up for years, especially with her. But
I think we've seen so much that has been washed over and not made important, and you wonder what in the world does it take for somebody to be discredited. I've been asking that over and over, Frank. What is it going to take for somebody to be discredited?
Well, years ago, when I was going up for my private detective license, I was critiqued by a 30-year Gold Shield veteran of the Boston Police Department. And he said, you know, Frank, the world is run by crooks. And behind most successes, unfortunately, there's a lot of complications going on, you know, where they're covering up. So I...
Sure. I mean, they talk about the mafia and Kennedy and Sinatra and all that from years ago. So you
mafia
wonder...
Mafia's still big. Mafia's still big.
Then there's always George Soros.
Yeah, George Soros has spent millions of dollars on these agitators going towards Trump mainly, and I don't know what's the matter with that man. I mean, does a untold wealth bring a kind of a maniacal person out of somebody? I don't know.
I think that it's lack of of political training, which he has not, does not have. He's never had to. He's never had to think before he speaks. Mm. We do have somebody calling, another call, Judy from Pennsylvania. Her birthday is December 25th, another Christmas child, in 1959. Good evening, Judy. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Good evening. How are you?
What town in Pennsylvania are you from?
Schwanksville.
Okay. What is that near?
Limerick, Royersford, right around there.
Okay. And what's your question for Frank?
I feel like I'm struggling in my job, and I'm just wondering if I should start looking for another one.
Okay. I think it's time. I really do. And you were December, what was that again?
25th.
December 25th.
Christmas Day.
Okay.
Christmas Day.
So you're actually in your first year of a brand new cycle. So you're in that period of you got the ninth year ending the cycle and the beginning mm-hmm. of the cycle. So the ninth year is going to be dogging you, so you don't procrastinate. And it's kind of exciting. So were you actually looking at maybe taking a different direction as far as the work goes?
Perhaps, yes, I am.
Yeah, because it's going to be very exciting for you for the next couple of years now. And I do feel some... either training or you might be taking a short course in something, but you're definitely going to bone up on your education right now and putting you in a good position. So I would definitely look forward to good changes. Now, I like the first quarter of next year for you.
Okay.
You
Wonderful.
Know, so I'm saying by March... you're definitely looking at a different direction.
Okay.
And it does feel more positive, exciting.
Any idea what direction to go?
I'm not sure this time, but...
that's your decision, Judy.
You know,
okay.
Judy, what do you do, anyway? What type
right
of work?
Right now, I'm like a bookkeeper.
Okay.
And Judy, I'm going to tell you something about going into 1 year. It takes the first 2 months... of your 1 year, which will be next year, for you to finish your completions of your 9 year. So your next job, probably the timing will be between March and May of 2017.
Okay.
It's not fast, but really do consider and do start looking. The minute that you're upset in your job, you always start looking.
I worry about the finance also.
Yeah. Did you ever look at the prospect of working for your home? And working for different companies through your home.
If I knew that there was something I can do at home, yes, I would definitely look
there
into it.
There is never, ever, ever reassurances. You really have to trust the universe. If the universe is making your job uncomfortable, it's time to look. And then you need to know that the right thing will come. That's natural.
Okay.
Natural. So don't fret and wring your hands and worry and get angry. All of that they're called energy blocks.
Yeah.
Just flow with it. It's time for you to make the change. Now you're being told, both in your physical life and in your mental life, that it's time. So just open to that, and you'll be surprised what happens.
Okay.
Are you working for a small business right now? Or a restaurant?
It's a nonprofit organization.
Oh. Well, I would look into some small businesses. They're always looking for financial
okay.
people and
okay.
even restaurants.
Thank you for calling, Judy. We're out of time. Thank you for your call.
Okay, thank you.
Frank, this has been wonderful. I'm looking forward for you to come in back, and I do believe that will be in October. So please give out your phone number again so people can reach you offline.
It's 973-882-7721 or 973-882-8331.
Thank you, Frank, and thank you for joining us tonight.
And thank you for having me.
Take care. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And we are going to be going into our meditation. And this meditation is something that I wrote this afternoon and recorded for you. It's called Quieting the Mind to Meet Yourself. A lot of people say they can't meditate, they can't quiet their mind. So that's what tonight's meditation is about. And don't forget, you can always contact me offline. My email is Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net. And my 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Please get to the website. Also, I do a lot of blogging on BBS Radio. I've been doing blogging on Mondays. You might want to read some of the things that have been written. I'm sure they will be helpful to you. Thank you for listening, and thank you for joining us on Let's Find Out and BBSRadio.com. Good night. This is Elizabeth Joyce with tonight's meditation, stopping your thoughts and entering the state of being. To create change, one must become completely still. This is difficult because we never stop moving or vibrating. As they say, it's all in the mind. Well, yes, it truly is. When you don't stop moving, this means that you never really get familiar with your true nature, your self. The self part of you is always unchanged. It is a true branch of your soul. Some people call it the blessed higher self. Let's take time to affirm this. Say to yourself, "My self is unchanging." Now, take a deep breath. Think about your inner self. Take another deep breath. Just be assured that this is a truth that is more concrete than any stone. Your self does not age, does not get tired, does not suffer any pain. When you come to know yourself completely and are able to merge with this higher vibration, you will no longer suffer or be hurt by others. Can this really happen, you ask? Yes. All that is needed is a slight shift in your consciousness. This consciousness shift can be made quickly and easily with very little effort on your part. It's like holding a mustard seed in the palm of your hand. And all the talking and conversations in the world will never remove this truth. The key to opening an adult heart and realizing the innocence of the little child inside is to pay attention to what you are doing right now. You have everything you need to have right here. So, take another deep breath and let's begin. You will be experiencing your basic nature, the self, known as the state of being. This is the essence of simplicity, what Dr. Deepak Chopra calls the gap. It may take several meditations for you to get the hang of it, not because you can't do it, but because you may, at first, be looking for something different. Not to worry. This exercise is a natural human function, and everyone can do it. Okay, let's relax. Take a deep breath. Feel light and easy. Now, shake hands with yourself. Many great yogis and 20th century teachers have used this approach to help you quiet the mind. It's a direct approach and needs no preparation. Here's how you do it. Sit comfortably in a chair, keeping your spine straight, both feet flat on the floor and legs uncrossed. Now, close your eyes. Just watch your thoughts as they come and go. I am going to ask yourself a question, and you need to be very attentive here and wait to watch the answer appear. Take a deep breath, release the breath, Okay. Now, here's the question. Where will my next thought come from? What happened? Was there a short break in your thinking while you waited for your next thought? Did you notice a space, a gap, between your question and the next thought? Let's do this exercise a few more times for the experience. Take a deep breath. Where will my next thought come from? Again, what happened? Let's try it one more time. Take a deep breath. Where will my next thought come from? Be alert right after you ask yourself this next question, and you will notice a slight hesitation in your thinking, a slight pause before the answer arrives. It's as if your mind is waiting for something to happen. It's kind of like a bird watching its prey, fully awake, perhaps circling around in the sky, waiting. But there are no thoughts in this gap. The gap may be very fleeting, but it's always there for you. Always. Okay, here's the next question. Take another deep breath. What will my next thought be? The object is to train yourself to focus and wait and watch where the next thought will appear. The more you do this practice, the wider the gap will become. It will get wider, deeper, and longer. It's similar to digging a hole in the earth, one shovelful at a time. Your energy is the shovel. Finally, you will be able to enter into your own gap and sit quietly and dwell in the state of being. This ability will raise your vibration and state of consciousness. Now, try this. Stop your thinking in this manner 1 hour a day, every day, for at least a week. If that's impractical, do it at least 3 times a day for at least 5 or 10 minutes each time. While in the exercise, ask yourself the question every 20 seconds or so. In time, you will become aware of the space between your thoughts or the gap. This may happen even with your eyes open. It can happen while you are driving, while you are conversing with a friend, as you do your work, as you watch TV, and even while you're on the computer. It's sometimes called a thoughtful pause. Very quickly, you will begin to notice a very profound physical, mental, and emotional benefit that accompanies this simple self-inquiring exercise. After you have perfected this exercise, ask yourself a question that has been bothering you lately and watch what happens. You should receive a clear answer either immediately or within 72 hours. The way it arrives is usually quite surprising, but it's good to be open and ready. This is the first but most important step to manifestation. Take a deep breath and be sure to try this for yourself. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you for listening to the meditation. All these meditations are available at my website, www.new-visions.com. Good night.